Well, James, first of all, from the game point of view, it looked like you were well beaten.
Yeah, it's a disappointing result. I think we lost too many wickets up front with a bat. That was the best time to bat when the field was up and the ball was skidding on nicely. So unfortunately, it was a rebuilding phase after that. And yeah, 2:30 from where we were wasn't too bad, but you know, if they got off to a good start, it was always going to be tough.
You had to hold the innings together, really, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I like to take advantage of the power plays early on, but you know, if we lose a couple of wickets, you sort of have to, you know, strain yourself back in a bit and try and bat through for a while. So, yeah, ideally we'd have got more runs in the first 10 overs, but that was the way it was, and to get to 2:30 in the end wasn't too bad a effort, I don't think.
You still got 100, but it looked like you had to rein yourself back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, I've just got to try and bat through, and then got to hope that someone like Slug or Dim at the end comes off, and then we can, you know, get to a really competitive score. But yeah, ideally, we would like to score more runs up front.
I mean, would that be unkind? You didn't quite get the support that maybe lower down the innings, perhaps.
Yeah, obviously, Cabby came in and played a quick fire knock, but you know, it's tough coming in on a wicket like that when there's not too much pace on it towards the end. So coming in and blasting it straight away is always going to be tough.
Would you say it's one of your mature knocks? Because we know you like to play lots of shots and you play them really well, but it looked like you were very mindful that you had to be the one to be there the whole time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I got out in that situation, we would have probably ended up, you know, fair runs less short of where we were in the end. So, yeah, you know, not the way I'd like to play it ideally, but, you know, it's got to be done, and I had to just try and get as many runs as we could.
So in lots of ways, I know you've got 100 and you've lost, but were you quite pleased because of the mature way you played it?
Yeah, I guess it's a different knock to, you know, how I'd normally see myself scoring 100 in a one-day game, but yeah, it's pleasing, you know, to know that I could bat through and do it that way as well. So yeah, in some ways I'm happy, but obviously the result, you know, puts a down on things.
But then having worked so hard to see Notts get away to that flyer in the power play must have been quite disheartening.
Yeah, I mean, the first 8 overs with the new ball and the field up was always going to be tough to bowl. Credit to their guys that came out and played some good shots. You know, it wasn't a case of us bowling really poorly. They played well, so, you know, there wasn't too much we could do about it. And then, you know, it showed the wicket after the ball got a bit older. It, you know, it was a lot tougher.
But on a plus point, you're still top of Group B.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got 4 games to go now, so if we can win, you know, three or four out of those, then we'll be through to the semis.
Now, you're out of the Championship side at the moment, but still scoring runs in the one-day side. So, I mean, you must be pleased with that.
Yeah, I mean, without any second-team cricket really at the minute because of the weather, all I can do is try and score as many runs as I can. I'm feeling good at the minute, so, you know, hopefully it's, you know, not too long before I'm back in that side and scoring some runs.
Is it quite difficult not being part of that? Because you were part of the four-day side for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously disappointing to be left out, but all I can do now is score as many runs as I can and put pressure on, you know, the guys to pick me.